How's that?
I was thinking about first this thing and then another, and I thought I'd better give you an exclusive on a late-breaking news story that we have here on our front page of our little Greensboro Record newspaper.
Well, I'm sure proud to hear it.
And you always interested in the story behind the story, so I thought I'd give you this one, you and your listeners, and see what you thought of it. The headline is, "This is one monkey. He's glad to get off his back." And its story comes from Shelby, the AP story from Shelby, North Carolina. It's a little town down in the eastern part of the state. But it says, "A few months ago, Jeff Ellis of Shelby saw the Clint Eastwood movie, Every Which Way But Loose."
Right.
"Ellis was amused by scenes featuring the orangutan Clyde, Eastwood's co-star, who stole the show with his cute and crazy antics. Today, however, you couldn't pay Ellis to watch the movie or anything else having to do with an orangutan. That's because Ellis recently bought an orangutan for a pet, and it really did turn him every which way but loose. Quote, it tried to kill me, Ellis says of the orangutan, and he has teeth wounds up and down both legs and on his arms to prove it. Ellis says he spotted the orangutan in a pet store while shopping with his girlfriend a couple of weeks ago. He was named Rocky. Quote, the thing was so cute and playful and all, end quote, Ellis says. Quote, we went up and fed it a bite of bologna sandwich, and it drank a Coke and everything. I asked the owner what he wanted for it. He told me, and I told him to hold it. I'd be back tomorrow." End quote. Ellis says he went back and bought Rocky, and the company offered to deliver it in their van to Ellis's front door. Quote, when the guy drove up in the van and the thing jumped out, and he said, quote, when the guy drove up in the van, the thing jumped out, and he goes up a tree, Ellis says. After the van left, Ellis says he finally got Rocky down from the tree. After taking him in the house, Rocky suddenly attacked. An all-out fight ensued. Ellis isn't frail. In his early 20s, he's about 6 foot tall and weighs 190 pounds, and he was a standout football player at Shelby High School. Rocky, Ellis says, is just about 3 feet tall and couldn't have weighed more than 40 pounds. Don't get me wrong, Ellis says. At first, I fought him back. After he bit me a couple times, I hit him upside the face with my fist. He was bleeding and I was bleeding. But he had all these monkey hands, all four of them, and I only had two. And he was so dang strong that he's so little. As Rocky was getting the best of the fight, Ellis said he tried to run from the orangutan. A friend who was at the house at the time locked himself up in a pickup truck in Ellis's driveway. It ran out the back door. Wait a minute, let me get myself together here.
All right.
I ran out the back door and the thing starts chasing me. Ellis says,
that's funny.
Rocky chased Ellis down the backyard in the woods. Into the woods, behind his house, and into a creek. In the woods, in the creek is where I thought it had me. I started miring up to my knees in mud. Luckily, though, Rocky stopped and returned back up the hill. I guess he felt sorry for me. Kelly said. While trying to free himself from the mud around the creek, Ellis says, he realized he had to capture the orangutan soon, since children would be getting off the bus near his house.
Oh, that's right.
Ellis went back to the house, got the chain that came with Rocky, and was looking for the orangutan in an effort to capture him. That's when Rocky went on the rampage again. This time, the ape chased Ellis down Hampton Street. In all, Rocky bit Ellis severely several times on the legs, bit him on the arm through a leather jacket, and ripped out his blue jeans. After the ordeal ended, Ellis was treated by his family physician and received a vaccination. After escaping from Rocky the second time, Ellis says he called the pet store and told them to retrieve the orangutan. The pet store, in turn, called Rocky's former owner, a lady in Hickory, North Carolina, whose husband had sold her pet to the store, according to Ellis. This lady drives up, puts a cracker in her teeth, and goes up to it and eats it, and it takes it from her mouth, Ellis says. With the lady, the orangutan was like a little baby, he says. She ate a cracker from the lady's mouth and ate ham off of me. My legs, Ellis says. The lady explained to Ellis that Rocky didn't like men.
Oh.
The lady's husband rolled up his pants leg and showed Ellis his scars to prove it. The woman took Rocky back to Hickory. The pet store gave Ellis his money back. Ellis says he has learned a valuable lesson. Quote, I just want to tell people one thing, Ellis says. You think you can buy just any kind of animal, take it home and have yourself a nice pet. It ain't always like that. I was lucky. If he had ever got me around the neck, the daggone thing would have killed me. Though the experience wasn't funny when it happened, he said his friends and relatives have gotten a good laugh out of it. Several have sent him stuffed monkeys and posters and cards with pictures of orangutans on them. Ellis, however, still doesn't roll on the floor laughing about the ordeal. Quote, it was like a nightmare. I didn't sleep that night. I finally went over and stayed with my parents for a couple of days. Ellis says he has no plans to buy another pet anytime soon. Quote, I don't think I'll ever buy another pet, he says. I hate animals now. Maybe I'll buy a little bitty, in parentheses, baby chicken, sometime. But that'll be about all. So that was it.
This is WBZ Boston, the Spirit of New England, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station, coming up on 11 o'clock.